Good morning. Be still and take your time. The day has nothing but time for you. Nothing but ease and freedom await. So allow yourself to sink into this body, into however it feels today. Every body is an ocean, with their own current, their own weather pattern, all connected to a tide that shapes us into an individual form, only to then reunite us once again, in depths of such inclusivity that it leaves no one behind. Every atom of oxygen in your lungs, of carbon in your muscles, of calcium in your bones, of iron in your blood, was created inside a star before the earth was born. You are the universe's origin story. Your body is a single cell that contains information about the whole, a whole that cannot even be fathomed. What a jest the cosmos is playing with us to plant such magnitude in the humble garden of our own being. This life that you are is such a gift. Is it not a miracle that you are here at all? You, primordial being, get to create an intimate relationship with the meandering landscape that is the human journey. Only thoughts can unground you and separate you from the truth that reality is inherently whole. By telling you what life should be, how healing should look, how awakening should feel. Thoughts are rooted in conditioned beliefs that protect the false sense of identity that requires constant sustenance in its hunger for external validation. All ego-shaped identities live in climate-controlled greenhouses that require meticulous effort and vigilance in order to solidify themselves. Not like the wild and instinctual self that exists with all its senses and self-regenerative abilities intact. It takes an immense amount of effort to protect something false, like our belief in a separate and solid self. Akin to a lie, we need to keep binding ourselves to more and more falsehoods. But you are more than you know, freer than you feel, and wiser than you think. Remember what is here in your direct experience. Without the additional effort of a story, an interpretation, or a narrative that validates the small self, and you will come home in a way that everything about your primordial nature will remember the shape of you. So follow the wisdom of your body back into this wordless moment right now, and you return to what is true and whole in life. Truth being the only creature untamed enough to show you the way to the backwoods, where the heart blooms wildly. The senses will show you another world that is right here, very different from that of yesterday. Look up now and find a single element in your environment that you haven't noticed. Perhaps it's the way the light falls across the room, or it's the smell of distant rain. Perhaps a web has been spun in an unlit fold, or the curiosity of dust has gathered over a light bulb. Just take a moment to notice what is here, as if you were experiencing it for the first time, without words. Can you sense the most important thing in this room? Your inner being, the life inside this body, the subtle verb of who you are. Today you are invited once again to know yourself, beyond the story your mind longs to make of you. Your greatest obstacle will be in believing your thoughts, thereby giving them unnecessary time and attention. You have permission from your deepest self to assign that great value to presence instead, unbinding you from the narratives that fracture this moment's inherent enoughness. Thought-based struggle will cause you the most pain, and yet they will be your most valiant reminders to return to truth. Truth being that life is overflowing with support, comfort, and ease. When you take the time to explore your senses, which allow you to recognize that thoughts about who you are and what life is, are what keep you from who you really are and what life truly is. Let's experience this now together. Is it an effort to receive the support your bed or the floor is giving you? Does it require effort to be held by the ground? Is there an effort in being comforted by these sheets, or by the texture of your clothes? Or do they offer themselves quite generously to your needs? Is it an effort to listen to my voice, for you to receive these words? Is it a struggle to receive the light, the temperature of this space? Do you need to add anything to touch in order to be able to feel your environment? Do you need to do anything in order to receive thoughts? Or do they just appear and disappear spontaneously? Do you need to make an effort to move forward in time? Do you have to struggle in order to allow only certain sounds in and keep others out? Do you need to do anything at all to receive sound, sight, smell, taste, or touch? Or is it quite effortless to receive what is here, without the additional subtext of thought? Can you discern what you want to see and what you don't? Or is sight deeply inclusive, making it non-judgmental in quality, just like love? If there is a sense of lack here, can you find that quality in the place where your body meets the bed or the ground? Can you find lack located in the breath that moves in and out of your lungs? Can you find lack anywhere in sound, in birdsong, or raindrops against the window pane, Can you find lack in the intimacy of your lips meeting the cup, or in your tongue tasting the giving warmth of tea, in the scent of a newly unfolded magnolia? If there is an emotion here, can you be with it, just as it is, turning your attention towards it without the mind splitting it into a story of fear and judgment? Can you allow what rises and falls within your experience to swell and subside in something greater than pain? Can you allow it to exist as a sensation within the greater field of love? Are the senses not full to the brim with intimacy, ease, abundance, connection, and an inclusive quality akin to love, without referencing the mind? Even if your oceanic body is in an undeniable storm of anxiety, grief, or sadness right now, there are too many other qualities to be experienced, which is proof enough that this moment contains a multitude of experiences, sensations, and realities beyond the mind. Choose a single word that defines your struggle or ache right now. Can you find that word, the quality of it, whether it's a feeling of void, of loneliness, uncertainty, restlessness, sadness, or fear? Can it be found in your direct and sensual experience? Can you find it in the warmth of your heart that rises to meet your hand? Does it exist in the nautilus curve of your ear that captures sound? Does your word belong to someone who you can locate within your body? Does something solid within you own that word? The reality of this moment, what is here, without the dividing nature of the mind, is inherently full to the brim, whole, easeful, and is giving you everything you seek. In fact, you are constantly receiving everything you are looking for in the very place most of us have become separated from through trauma, loss, and crises. Your body is a tender receiver of a world our mind tries to keep us separate from, because it is trying to protect us. But you do not need to build, construct, or narrate life through effort, but return it to its essential and effortless nature by letting go. You will not change today by thinking more thoughts, even better ones, more spiritual ones. That will only perpetuate the idea that who you are and what you have is not enough, and that it takes big things, loud things, achievements, in order to be happy. But the subtlety of your senses will show you an intimate world that is quite otherwise. This quietly receptive way of being in touch with yourself will imbue you with a deep-seated trust in yourself that is not dependent on your life's circumstances. If you struggle with anything today, give it a simple word and then try and locate it in your felt sense, in the intimacy you have with your environment. Try and locate that word and its quality in a body made of unfathomable connection to its own source, in senses forged in the womb of an unborn earth. return the value you've given to your thoughts, to the wealth of your storyless body. It will take a willing softness to shift towards what is here and felt within the subtlety of your senses, but it will eventually create so much space within you that you will come to know yourself as the love in which all exists. May you remember who you are today and use those valiant messengers of ache to remind you to return to the wilds of your abundant being.